Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Paris. How may I help you today?
Hi, what's the name of your company that I'm calling?
We represent over 100 online vendors, but if you can give me your zip code, I would be happy to check to see which vendor you use.
Okay, 63031.
All right, can I get that first and last name, please?
Daniel Gove.
All right, locate your account. Could you verify that address, please?
446 North St. Charles Street, Florissant, Missouri, 63031.
All right, sir, give me just a second to let these transactions load up on your account. Our computers are slow today. Sir, may I ask, why were you calling today?
Because my bank is alerting me of possible fraud charges on my account number, and I've gotten at least two charges that I did not authorize, and they're for different amounts, and I don't know why they're there.
All right. Can you hold for me, please?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir, so I just located the transactions. Do you remember ordering a tactical bag for $7.95?
I did do that for, I think they were charging shipping and handling, so it was $7.95. But I didn't authorize or ask for anything else to be billed or bought.
Right, okay, so with that $7.95 in the terms and conditions, if you read the terms and conditions, it did state that the $7.95 was a discounted price, so you were just paying shipping and handling, getting the item for free, but that's only for 30 days. After the 30 days are up, you are charged the original amount of the tactical bag, which is $56.95, and you are charged every month until you cancel it.
That is a total scam, and I want to get out of that. That is a total scam.
Okay, so the most I can offer right now is a 35% refund.
I want my whole refund, and I'm going to contact my bank and have them dispute this charge because I did not agree to that, and that's a complete scam.
Okay, sir, well, give me just a second to speak with my supervisor about this situation. Okay, sir, I just spoke with my supervisor, and I did get full permission to refund you that full amount of $56.95, which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I'm going to go ahead and cancel that account so this won't happen for future references.
Let me ask you this. There's a charge on my account for last month from you guys, too,
right, for
$67.32. It's a complete scam. I did not sign up for that. It's a total misleading ad and advertising. I don't even know what the name of the company is. It's ridiculous. It's a little bitty black. I'm happy to send it back with. It's a little bitty black bag that couldn't. I'm sure it was made in China. It cost her about $5 for some kids over there to sew up. I do not want it. I'm going to send it back, and I want a full refund for all of my money.
Yes, sir. So, unfortunately, I can only do those refunds of the $56.95 and the $67.32, but I can't do the $7.95 because it's over 30 days.
If you do the $67.32 and the $56.95, I'll accept that. I would appreciate that, and please cancel this account because this is not what I signed up for. In fact, I didn't sign up for anything. Anyway, it's a complete misleading ad, and you guys should stop that.
Right. I do understand, sir, and I do apologize about that. Give me just a second to get that other transaction canceled for you, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. No problem. Okay, sir. I did get full permission to refund that $67.32 back to your account, which will also be in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you very much for correcting the issue, and I hope you have a happy holiday.
Sir, before you go, I would like to provide those cancellation IDs for you. You will also receive two emails regarding the refunds.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right. Are you ready for them?
Yes.
All right. The first one's going to be C as in Charlie. 263-473-206.
Okay.
All right, and the second one is going to be CS and Charlie,
262-732-544. 544. All right. Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much for calling customer support.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
Uh-huh.